From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. While much of the violence that has gone on in Egypt in connection with recent anti-government protests there appears to have eased, the situation remains difficult in some areas of the country. The U.S.-based organization Human Rights Watch says nearly 300 people have died since protests erupted there last month, with violence spreading to other parts of Egypt. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Cairo and says detentions involving anti-government protesters have also not entirely ended.
On the one hand, while we're seeing the government offer these concessions, saying that there will be a liberalizing of the press and that there will be a respect for human rights and they will deal with the issue of political prisoners, we are still seeing people being detained. We saw the Al Jazeera correspondent, Al Jazeera English correspondent, Ayman Mohamedine. He was detained yesterday. There is a Google executive who was one of the founders of this movement in Tahrir Square. He was also detained. And so we are seeing, on the one hand, them promising to liberalize, and yet, on the other hand, the iron fist that we know the Mubarak regime wields against the opposition still being wielded.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. Human Rights Watch says it bases its death toll figures on visits to 7 hospitals in the cities of Cairo, Alexandria, and Suez. There have been no comprehensive figures from the Egyptian government. President Obama offered an olive branch to business today. As Amara Liasson reports, he spoke to the Chamber of Commerce and offered to work with them to improve the economy.
The chamber was one of the president's most powerful opponents last year, but this year he hopes to work with the business lobby on trade, corporate tax reform, deficit cutting, and infrastructure investment. But Mr. Obama said business also has to do more.
As we work with you to make America a better place to do business, I'm hoping that all of you are thinking what you can do for America. Ask yourselves what you can do to hire more American workers, what you can do to support the American economy and invest in this nation.
The president pointed out that corporate profits and bonuses are up and that businesses are sitting on $2 trillion of extra cash. And he urged the chamber's members to get that money off the sidelines and use it to hire workers in the U.S. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Merger between Chicago-based United and Houston-based Continental Airlines is resulting in pink slips for some 500 people at Continental's headquarters in Houston. The merged airline, being run out of Chicago, is combining some of its operations. The headquarters will be in Houston, though much of the airline's management and accounting positions will remain in Chicago. Ensco PLC, a London-based offshore drilling contractor, has agreed to pay more than $7 billion to acquire Houston-based Pride International. That merger will create the world's second biggest offshore drilling firm with more than 70 rigs in 25 countries and half a dozen continents. All the merger activity played well on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 69 points to close at 12,161. The NASDAQ was up 14 points today. You're listening to NPR. Election officials in Sudan say the results of last month's balloting show that more than 98% of votes cast were for independence. The results mean that southern Sudan will become the world's newest country in July. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir said he accepts the outcome of the voting. North and South Sudan spent a decade fighting a civil war that ended in 2005 with an agreement guaranteeing last month's vote. Just months after New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled the plug on the ARC rail tunnel, the state's two U.S. senators are touting a new plan. For member station WBGO in Newark, Joseph Capriano has more.
Amtrak says it will spend $50 million to begin preliminary engineering and design on two new rail tunnels connecting northern New Jersey with Manhattan. Dubbed the Gateway Project, the tunnels would increase commuter rail capacity into Penn Station by 65%. But Senator Frank Lautenberg says Amtrak can't do it alone.
New York will have to be a partner, and I expect the Port Authority to be a partner as well. And certainly, everybody is going to have to commit to a reliable share of this effort.
Amtrak says the project could be completed in 2020 at an estimated cost of $13.5 billion. For NPR News, I'm Joseph Capriglione in Newark.
Justin Bieber, Ozzy Osbourne, and Joan Rivers apparently couldn't hold a candle to a couple of car ads, one featuring Eminem and the other a tiny Darth Vader. In the case of Eminem, Chrysler used the Detroit native to promote the launch of its new 200 sedan, showing gritty street scenes and talking about a city that's, quote, been through hell and back. Based on early numbers, it's believed more people tuned in this year than tuned in last year for the New Orleans-Indianapolis game. Nielsen says 111 people watched the Super Bowl. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.